Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is New Year's Eve, December the 31st, 2018. Well, today's show is going to kick off my annual review, end-of-the-year review, which is by far my most popular series of shows of the year. And I think this would be an excellent time for some of you to adopt a New Year's resolution, which will include signing up for the show and also listening to it. I think you'll find there's a lot of important and interesting information that you will be glad to know when really the economic crunch comes, as it probably already has started to do. So, as I said, it's going to be my end-of-year review, which is going to be very long. It lasts over usually three, four, or even five shows, although I will condense it down and put probably several excerpts into the same show. But just to give you some idea of what is involved, I tend to split up the review into two main sectors: the economic sector, where I talk about the economy and I review the things we've talked about during the year and give some quite considerable personal opinion. It's kind of light-hearted. I try not to make it too heavy, but necessarily the first third of the show is somewhat turgid because some of these statistics do need to be rehashed and the importance and relevance of them needs to be drawn out for you. So I'm going to talk about valuations and markets which are broken, the FANGs, the major stocks of the move that we've seen in the last 10 years. I'll have a quick word on gold, Bitcoin. I'll talk about real estate and pensions. And pensions, as those of you who have listened to the show are well aware, are in a perilous and dire state. So I have quite a few comments to make about that. Then I'm going to talk about debt. You know, debt is the major driver of the coming depression, far, far worse than anything we saw in 1929. I split the debt section up into three parts. We have the corporate debt, the personal debt, and sovereign debt, which I try to discuss independently. Then I'll have a quick word on inflation versus deflation, which is somewhat of a mystery to many people, but it is important to understand what's at stake here. Then I will talk about the banks, and in particular, why things are different with the banks this time round from what they were in the great financial crisis of 2008 and 2009, and more importantly, how they are the same and have learned nothing from the crisis, which was smoothed over for them, courtesy of the Federal Reserve. And so I shall follow up with a comment on the Federal Reserve. I always talk about the Fed. People, I think, look forward to my discussion because they know how much I hate the Fed and how much I think it's absolutely irrelevant to our needs. It should be disbanded. The central bank in the United States has already been disbanded twice since the inception of the Republic. Then I will talk about nature, and I will talk about the Middle East and Syria in particular. Then I discuss a little bit about that nerve gas poisoning in Salisbury in Wiltshire in the United Kingdom and why that's a whole load of you-know-what. It was completely invented by the British government, and who knows if it wasn't, in fact, masterminded by the British government. Anyway, I'll have a little discussion about that. Then I'm going to talk at some length, some great length, about the Kavanaugh issue. I don't think it's been given nearly enough airtime in the press. Well, of course, the press won't talk about it anyway because the press is not interested in helping out the right wing. the press is only interested in getting people like Hillary into power and making sure that Donald Trump gets his marching orders. But there's plenty to talk about, and I think you'll find it fascinating, if you should decide to listen, things which have not come up, courtesy of the press or anybody else for that matter. So I am going to suggest that this would be an excellent opportunity, ladies and gentlemen, for you to sign up for this show. The minimum is $30 a quarter. It's renewable automatically from your credit card every quarter. And all you have to do is to go to the Richard Martin's wakeupcall.podbean.com, where, who knows, you probably are right now. If you look over to the left, you will find the Donate tab. And I would ask you fervently to sign up. I am not doing as well on new signups as I had hoped this past year. I've had almost no cancellations, a couple here and there, but very, very few, which tells me that there is real monetary value in knowing this stuff, ladies and gentlemen. So I cannot encourage you enough to sign up for this show. As you know, you get your two shows every week, 1 hour or 50 minutes now, as they've become, for technical reasons. And I give you a bonus show each month to make up for the lost time on the general show. You get my emails, which sometimes accompany the show. Generally speaking, there's a lot for you to enjoy on the main wake-up call circuit. So let me finish by giving you my information, most notably my email address, which you will need to sign up with, which is rwlmartin1@aol.com. My Facebook address is www.facebook.com/RichardMartinsWakeUpCall, all one word, no punctuation and lowercase, please. Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. And I have a Twitter account as well, which is kept up to date as much as possible, which is www.twitter.com/RMWakeUpCall. Again, all one word, RM, my initials, Richard Martin, RM Wake Up Call. So, with that, ladies and gentlemen, I believe it is time for me to wish you a wonderful new year and a very, very prosperous and happy 2019. And I will do my best to keep you in touch with the seedier side of life. And so, until we meet again, I wish you all the very best. Take care of yourselves. This is Richard Martin saying bye-bye.